Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Schultaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Dubai is Tomel Caesar. Tomel is the Regional Compliance Officer for the Middle East for Billfingers. Tomel and I met first at the SCCE Academy a couple years ago there and then got reacquainted at the regional meeting. Tomel, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Adam, for having me on. I appreciate it.
So we're going to talk about your experiences there, and why don't we start with some background? You know, you've been living in Dubai for the last decade. How did you come there, and what's your journey on compliance been like?
Yeah, so actually I'm from Chicago, born and raised. I attended university in California, and I came to Dubai in 2008 in the midst of the financial crisis. I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great experiences out here in Dubai. The past 10 years have been focused primarily on corporate governance and corporate compliance here in the Middle East. I've been based in Dubai for that same period of time, and I've had a series of experiences working with a lot of great international companies. The first is with Total, which is a French oil and gas conglomerate headquartered in Paris. There I was head of corporate governance, and I stayed there for around 7 years. Then I moved to the sort of semi-government side and had a two-year stint at Emirates National Oil Company. That was real interesting, working with the local Emiratis and getting exposure to how the government side of things worked, especially here in the Middle East. And my latest stint, as you have already stated, has been as regional compliance officer at Billfinger, which is a German engineering and contracting company headquartered in Mannheim, Germany. So I feel like I've been working with the United Nations in a sense, and it's been a real pleasure.
Well, and that really reflects the diversity of the companies that have operations in Dubai. Now, Dubai is a place that's constantly changing. How has compliance evolved in the Middle East in the last 10 years?
Oh, it's actually quite extensive. Compliance, I would say, 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't even on the map. I remember when I joined Total, this was really something quite new, and that I had no real cohort of colleagues here in the Middle East to rely on. There was a sort of extensive dialogue between myself and my counterparts in Europe. But when you looked around and tried to sort of find people to liaise with on different subject matters, there was really no one to do that. So the evolution has been quite extraordinary and exponential, really. After, as I said, around 5 or 6 years ago, it just really exploded into the market. And I'm sure SCCE played a very critical role in sort of making sure that the standards were up to par. But really, you see this influx of compliance roles throughout various companies. And it's not just the multinationals that are taking compliance seriously. It's also the wholly owned, locally owned companies that are taking compliance seriously. So it's really evolved quite extensively. And now it's pervasive throughout the Middle East. And whereas before, the sort of predominant culture, corporate culture, was that pervaded by the local norms, for example, extensive gift giving or sort of lavish experiences. And this is just an example. Of course, it goes much more in depth than sort of gifts, entertainment, and hospitality. But even in that area, you see extensive changes in how that's managed. And so it's really been quite extraordinary. And I think now the Middle East is really trying to reach the same maturity level that you see there in the West.
So you mentioned the gift-giving policies and stuff changing. You know, a lot of that in a lot of parts of the world has been driven by very strict enforcement of anti-corruption laws, such as the FCPA. Are you finding that's the case there as well?
Well, it's interesting. It really does depend on the organization itself. You find that they have varying reasons behind their desire to implement compliance programming. Now, compliance is sort of the international norm, I would say, and all of the directives that is contained that are contained within compliance are sort of the way that businesses are now expecting each other to behave, especially with when they have global footprint. So I would say in the Middle East, it's not particularly always driven by enforcement agencies or enforce or laws, global laws such as the FCPA that you mentioned. It really does depend on the company's exposure to such laws and as well as their operations. So what I think is of the key takeaway in all of that is that the norm is slowly but surely becoming that if you don't have a compliance program, if you're not operating within the sort of greater global regulatory framework such as the FCPA, then you will find yourself being out of the norm. You will find yourself being against sort of the international standard. And so the companies here in the Middle East, which are keen to sort of establish themselves as just as good as the West or even better, they are keen to really implement these programs so that there's no question that their internal systems are really clean and efficient and up to the international standards expected of them.
Which actually leads into my next question about standards, and I think you've already sort of answered this is, you know, as you're saying, they're very strong, the compliance programs that you see, but do they look like what you would find, say, in Europe or the US, or do they have a different look and feel to them?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting, and that whereas the West, I would say, is at a level of maturity wherein they've been doing this for several decades. I guess you could say, arguably, Europe has been a little bit behind the United States in terms of that scale up to maturity. But the Middle East really has been in its infancy. And as I said, you know, compliance 5, 6 years ago really was not on their radar. Having said that, if you've ever visited Dubai, as you have, you'll know that once they are focused on something, they do it very, very rapidly. And so that has sort of been the same with compliance. And the programs here have sort of had to develop organically. They draw a lot of influence and, of course, a lot of know-how from the West in terms of how the governance is established, what does the typical program look like in the Middle East? So you have your gifts, entertainment, hospitality policy, you're having your conflicts of interest, you're doing your third-party due diligence, you really want to you're doing your trainings for, as an example, and your code of conduct. These sort of suite and others of compliance tools are developed in-house for many of these companies, and they do quite extensive benchmarking against international companies. So there's been several exercises where you'll look at a particular policy and then you'll take a cross sample of multinational companies and how they approach the same subject, and then you localize that to ensure that it is consistent with local policies and procedures and laws. And that's really how they've sort of developed their own flavor to compliance without losing the fundamental essence of what those directives really are trying to instill.
Yeah, and having, you know, your own local flavor to it is important. And also to your point about, you know, it's going about doing things and doing it right. I did a podcast a few months ago with Shahzad Khan from Mubadala, you know, and I never pronounced that right, I'm sorry, but they did an excellent code of conduct app, which I haven't seen, you know, anybody else doing something to that
Right,
degree. It's really terrific.
right, right. It
As
was
we
really
wrap up the
fantastic.
call, yeah, it really is remarkable. So let me wrap this up by asking, you know, Dubai is the center of business for not just the Middle East, but a lot of Africa. Companies are based there. How do the cultural differences impact the structure approach to compliance in the Middle East and Africa, and especially Northern Africa? You know, because many of those countries have what many would consider developing economies?
Yeah, I think, the concept of compliance obviously derived from the West. So a lot of the programming and sort of education, especially around training of what is appropriate business conduct, really had to be instilled and driven quite extensively by a number of programs, because the Middle East is a culture of giving naturally. They're an extremely hospitable culture, and prior to all of these sort of compliance engagements, it was quite normal for one to extend lavish hospitality or extensive gift giving. It was seen almost as a gesture of friendship and of kindness and of understanding and of welcoming to the other person, to sort of extend those kinds of sort of benefits. And again, you know, I think I've talked a little bit about the gift side. Of course, it extends to other areas, but I think it's a great example that highlights sort of the key differences in terms of the cultural norms in this culture as opposed to the West, and how compliance sort of has had to adapt to those cultural norms. And so in the Middle East, the focus has really been about education. What is appropriate? Why such sort of actions could be taken in a sort of untoward sense, especially considering business transactions are transpiring, and really the education about the sort of what are the norms on an international scale, so that everyone is doing business in the same way and everybody can understand and have and level playing and the field can be level in terms of competition, in terms of cooperation, in terms of opportunities. That's really what this is about in the end, is how to level the playing field and how to make sure that everyone has a fair shot on the international platform. So that has taken some time to really adapt and sort of instill that this is sort of the global expectation. But I can say that I'm very, very happy with the progress. And I think, again, it's thanks to organizations like FCCE that really are taking a proactive sort of approach and helping these regions to really understand and set the values and sort of norms and standards so that they have the effective tools to really get themselves up to the global position that they are so keenly really approaching and operating on. So that's my sentiment, at least.
Well, it's an interesting one, and I think it's one that I've seen, you know, especially through the years going to and from Dubai for our academies, getting a sense of the environment there, which is really dynamic and interesting, and always an educational experience in a really positive way. Well, Tomel, with the time difference, as I start thinking about going to bed, I want to wish you a good morning over there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I want to thank all of you, no matter what time of the day or night it is that you're listening. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SECE and HDCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.